Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Common misunderstanding. The rich man went to hell because he didn't earn God's favor by feeding Lazarus. That's the way the world looks at it. The poor guy ended up in hell because he didn't help Lazarus, who was laid at his gates full of sores. Or God hates rich people, and therefore he went to hell because he was rich. Both of these are wrong. The rich man went to hell because he had no saving faith in the Lord. And this is brought out in our text by two very important clues. The first clue is this. When he asks Father Abraham to send Lazarus to his five brothers and to appear to them from the dead, that they would repent. Now that's a question that can only arise in the heart of an unbeliever. All right? That's an unbelieving concept, and it is only something that an unbeliever would request. A believer knows better. And so the answer that Father Abraham gives him is, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. That is, in modern plain English, they have the Holy Scriptures, the inspired Word of God, and they have the called and ordained servants of the Word teaching it and preaching it. Let them go to church and hear the Word of God and believe it. That is the divinely appointed way of salvation. You don't trip into salvation by your own methods. All right? There's one way of salvation, and that is through faith in the gospel Word of God. And that gospel Word of God is publicly preached by those who are called to preach it. And if you will not have the public ministry of the Word of God, if you despise the Word of God, you will not be saved. And so how does the rich man respond in hell to Abraham's comment? He says, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if somebody went to them from the dead, they will repent." There you see the nugget. Boom! He did not have any faith in God. Because God comes to us in the Word. God doesn't float down upon you from the sky. He doesn't like ooze onto you in the midst of your emotions. God comes to you by means of His Word and by means of the blessed sacraments which Jesus has instituted. If you will not have the Word, you will not have Christ. And so here we see, why is it that this rich man went to hell? It was not because he was rich, and it was not because he didn't help Lazarus. Although those things were aggravating circumstances, they're not the reason. He went to hell because he had no faith in the Lord. He had no faith in God's Word. Indeed, he despised God's Word, even in hell, when he should finally know better. "Nay, Father Abraham." See? So there we have the first thing. He went to hell because he had no faith in God and God's Word. All right. What's the second clue? The second clue about why the rich man went to hell. In verse 24, he cries out, the rich man cries out, "Father Abraham, have mercy. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Right, now, passing over the very frightening picture of hell that is laid before us there, just passing over that for a moment, Abraham answers him and says this, listen, he says, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things." Let me say that in plain English. In your lifetime, you receive the good things that you sought. You receivest thy good things. The good things that you were looking for, you got them. And that's all you got. All right? The second clue here is this man set his heart upon the good things of this life. He set his heart upon riches. He set his heart upon possessions. He set his heart upon pleasure and plenty. And these things were for this man his God. All right, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This man's God was his money, his possessions, and his pleasures. That's what he craved, that's what he sought, and that's what he got. And he had no thought for God. And so when he died, there is only one place for him, and that is hell. All right, now let's move over to Lazarus. Lazarus, the first thing that we need to know about Lazarus is that, unlike the rich man, Lazarus is given a name. All right? Why doesn't the rich man have a name? Why wasn't he called Davy or something like that, right? Why is he unnamed? Because he went to hell, and people in hell are of no concern to God or anyone else. "Cast them out into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Once you're in hell, God has no concern for you, and neither does anyone in heaven. All right? And therefore, the rich man is nameless. He is just another one of the damned. But Lazarus has a name. He has a name. Lazarus is the Greek form of the word Eleazar. You've seen that in the Old Testament, Eleazar, right? That's a common name. It means "he whom God helps." Lazarus, he whom God helps. Now, listen. It doesn't look like Lazarus was getting a whole lot of help from God. There he is. He's laid by his family members, presumably, at the gate of the rich man. Why? Because they can't take care of him, and there are no nursing homes in those days. So the best thing they can do is lay him at the rich man's gate in hopes that the rich man will help him. So every day they carry Lazarus to the rich man's gate and lay him there in hopes that he will be helped. And the Bible says that he's full of sores And he desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It is not a pretty picture. And listen to me, to the eyes of the flesh and to the eyes of human reason, Lazarus doesn't look like he's lived up to his name. He doesn't look like God is helping him at all. He is afflicted. He is troubled. He is helpless. He is the kind of person that when you see him, you say, "Thank God that's not me." And yet, he is Lazarus, he whom God helps. Why is this? Because unlike the rich man, Lazarus maintained faith in the word and promise of God. And he would not let go and despair of God's word and promise, no matter what happened to him in the temporal realm. He had every reason, according to the flesh, to curse God and die. Right? But he did not. He received everything that he received from the hand of the Lord, and he maintained his trust in the Lord. Just like Job in the Old Testament, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so it is. Despite his afflictions, his troubles, his sorrows, and his pain, he maintained faith in the word and promises of God, and he was in possession of the saving faith of the gospel. And not only that, Lazarus, his heart was not anchored in the things of this world. If his heart was anchored on health and well-being, you know, if he had been a modern vegetarian or a, you know, health food person, you know, an organic food fan, all that kind of stuff, if he had been that kind of person, he would have seen his condition and begun to resent God and say, "You know, I've been holding up my end of the bargain. I've been eating all this kind of food. I haven't been eating meat. I haven't been eating fatty foods. I've kept myself in shape. I work out. I go jogging for a half an hour every day. And here I'm sick. What in the world is this? God has dropped the ball." You see? But Lazarus, his heart was not anchored in the things of this world. And so even though he had many disadvantages, many troubles, many heartaches and pains, he was able to maintain his faith in the Lord and his hope in God. And listen, he wins the race. Because it says, when the beggar died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. In one moment of time, every pain, every sorrow, every disappointment, and every failure drops away like so much dross. And he enters into the glory of the heavenly fellowship of the saints. Why? Because he is he whom God helps. He is among the saved by the grace of God through faith in God. And all of the troubles of his life are but a drop in the bucket compared to the first 5 minutes of heavenly victory. We are being invited by the Holy Ghost today to take this to heart and to learn the lesson both of the rich man who anchored his soul in the things of this world and of Lazarus whose heart was anchored in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And Jesus is our treasure. His shed blood for our redemption is our treasure. The gospel which promises us every good grace in Jesus is our treasure. And as we anchor our souls in these things and not in the pleasures and goods of this life, we are safe forever. And we can say of ourselves, even when we're going through tough times, I am he whom God helps. Amen.